6:24 a.m. on June 15th, Friday morning. I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, so I'm a little leery because it is a really crazy day. I think when I turn the corner down here, I should have a back. There's a storm, apparently, just off to the east. You can see the picture where things looked like there wasn't much sun. In fact, the sun was behind that cloud, which diffused its light and made the day look like a normal day. But it's really quite a dark cloud, and there are several of them around in the region, so I'm not quite sure what's happening. It's very unsettled weather, so perhaps we will have storms later as the day goes along. The upshoot of which is that there's a lot of wind around, so bear with the wind artifact. I'm looking at getting a windsock, a little foam thing, to go over this microphone. Because I really like the mic, I really like using this thing to record with, so I'm going to go with it. This morning I was listening to an old podcast that I listen to all the time called The Clockwork Cabaret. If you Google it, you'll find them. It started out as a steampunk radio show on some college station in, I want to say, North Carolina. But apparently it's now gone to all podcasts. I'm not quite sure if they lost their lease. I haven't been following them. The last thing was 20 episodes. It's been well over a year since I've heard anything from them. And listening to it this morning reminded me of why I like to listen to it so much, because it was different. They pick some very interesting choices. And while a lot of it is, for lack of a better term, genre, the clockwork, the steampunk, the dark, a lot of it isn't. A lot of it is really quite amusing. And so I enjoy listening to that once in a while. So I've re-added it to my podcast lineup now that I can listen to music, because I now use stereo earbuds occasionally. And it's good to have a music track that I can listen to once in a while. Some of you caught my guest blog yesterday at mwriting.org, where I talk about value. It was tweeted and retweeted. I have to talk to Joanna if we actually had any extra traffic. I got 3 comments, which for mwriting.org is pretty good. For a blog that's about writing for writers, it suffers from the normal kinds of my work. So there's a lot of people who stand up in front of the class, say their piece, and sit down and put their earbuds back in, which is kind of unfortunate, because I think that there's a place for a community of writers to talk about craft, to talk about things like value, as it relates to pricing. The idea that a high price tag on the item means the item is of quality and has value. The reality of that, particularly in light of so many counter examples, means that there's a lot of people who aren't buying that anymore. I'm one of them. So much for the wind dying down. Actually, I think the wind is picking up as I go here. It was pretty breezy when I started out, but I think it's breezier now. I keep hoping I'm going to come to a place where there's some protection from it. This isn't too bad. So today I have a headache. I feel horrible. I got a story recorded yesterday. I got the shooter recorded. I didn't get it edited. So maybe I can get that done today. I haven't done any writing all week. Maybe I can do some of that today too. I thought we were going to go to karate last night. I asked my older daughter and she said she was going to go. But then when push came to shove and the hour came to leave, she said, no, I don't think so. It's like, okay. I stayed up too late, not being terribly productive. Cats got me up early. And somewhere in here, I've screwed up my medication schedule. I have that, there's a particular set of symptoms that arise when I forget to take my arthritis medicine in particular. And I woke up with them today, the headache, pain in the extremities, swollen, all that has to do with my arthritis and the fact that I probably forgot to take my meds last night. Now, it's not that I forgot to take them. It's just that when I went to the pill minder to open up the Thursday slot, the pills were gone. Now, what that means is I either messed up and I left with the case, which isn't terribly likely, or I messed up on Wednesday night and double dosed. Probably more likely, because I probably didn't know what day it was, because it was open in this box. But last night was Thursday, not Wednesday. And I know I refilled the box on Wednesday afternoon because I had to go pick up a prescription. So, yeah, I'm a little out of sorts today. I'm going to try to keep that in mind as I go through the day and control my moods. I can't control what others do, I can only control how I feel. So last night was a books and beer hangout with Evo, and I could have gone actually, since we didn't actually do karate, but I didn't, because he had a couple of guests on that I don't. Wind is going to be wonderful, I'm sure. It's blowing right in my face. I'm not trying to protect the mic today, because one thing I noticed was that I tried to protect the mic yesterday, that was the worst. So perhaps what I need to do is just leave the mic hang and see what happens. It still records at a very faint level. I haven't found anything that governs the Android side of the house. Recording. I found one that is for volume. That's apparently for me, by the way. I haven't found one that governs controlling the recording level. I suspect that what's going on is that the recording level is set at the TV range. That's a lot of smoke. Opposite where the fire is, so I'm quite sure it's just mixing the smoke from the fire into the general atmosphere, or what the story is. It's a dump fire. smells like there. There we go. Okay. It's still breezy, but it's coming from behind me. So with any luck at all, and my body is protecting the microphone from the worst of the whoosh. So yeah, I clipped out a bunch yesterday. You couldn't hear me anyway over the sound of the roaring of the wind. It was ridiculous. I heard that and went, oh. But, you know, like I said before, it is what it is. And the goal gives me a lot of new work to do. It's to give me an opportunity to talk to you without a lot of editing and outside work getting in the way of what I really need to be doing, which is writing. Yeah, there is some kind of storm off to the east. Wow. I'm under the trailing edge of it. I'm assuming that what I've got here is inflow to this storm and to another storm that's actually to my northwest. There's a couple of really good-sized looking storms bubbling up already, and it's really quite warm for this hour. It was almost 70 when I left the house, and at 6 o'clock, that's warm even for here. So perhaps they're going to have some weather over in Kansas today. I need to try to mow the lawn today if I can, because I got to do it today or tomorrow, the backyard. Somehow this week, that's for sure. The walking helps, but I also took an anti-inflammatory when I got up. I'm allowed to take two a day. I usually only take one at night because they make me groggy. So I expect that probably about the time my wife heads off to work this morning, I'll be crashing. Just because. Ow. Let's see, what else am I thinking about? I'm thinking about a lot of the chat that's going around about 50 Shades of Grey. There's a discussion on Kindle boards this week about how apparently those three books represent 25% of all the books sold on Amazon for the week. They sold almost 1 million copies in paper last week. And while that's really cool, I'm pleased for them. And 7% of 1 million is pretty good money. E.L. James probably made $70,000 last week, just in paperback books. But one of the things that occurred to me was that it has to do with marketing, and it has to do with reach, and it has to do with audience. And it goes back to a conversation that I was not having with Matthew Wayne Selznick about reach and why reach isn't important. Yeah, you have to reach somebody. But this notion that there's a numeric value of reach, how far your message goes, that's a mass market concept. I'm not saying it has no value. What I did say was that it didn't play into my strategy, and it doesn't. And that I'm not really interested in reach. What I'm interested in is relationship. And what I'm interested in, from a marketing standpoint, is the connection. Because the reach that matters, the influence that matters, is not my influence, but the influence that my fans have, the influence that all you have, the connections that all of you can pull on and do to help tell people about this crazy guy who writes these strange stories where nothing ever happens, or about this old lady who has a stick and beats people up. And that's the part that's important to me. And to pursue a lot of mass market effort means that I have to sort of say, this isn't quite so important to me because I have to get big numbers. And to me, it's not about big numbers. It's about strong connections. And Matthew was really kind of unable to grok that, which is strange since he's such a proponent of DIY, but he's also from the marketing perspective that is foreign and different than mine. So, yeah, what it boiled down to is this notion that I had was, if Sturgeon's Law is true, and I believe it to be, that 90% of everything is crap, and the corollary to that, which is it's a unilateral finding on the basis of the perceiver, not on the basis of the pursuer, the producer. So the reader gets to say which 10% they like, which 90% is crap. So on an even distribution, on a random sample, out of 10 people, 9 of them will think any given book is crap. And the degree to which you can focus in on finding that one person in 10 who thinks your book is not crap, and then perhaps the one person in 10 of them who is really quite taken with your work, the degree to which you can winnow out the people who think your stuff is crap is really the key to successful marketing. It also explains something about why people hate Twilight, why people hate 50 Shades of Grey, why people hate wool, and there are a lot of people who hate wool and who are really quite afraid to say anything about it. There are a lot of people who hate my stuff, with good reason, because they weren't the intended market. They aren't the people that I was looking for, and they got a hold of one of my books and they didn't like it, which is fine, which is actually expected, which is actually okay. But when you start getting the kinds of attentions like books like 50 Shades of Grey and Twilight, and to a lesser extent Wool, are getting, you're going to get more and more people who say, oh, that's interesting, let me take a look at that. And they find that they're not really the market. They don't really like it. And some of them will say so. But it isn't that the book is good or the book is bad. It's just that for them it wasn't part of the 10% of good stuff that they're interested in. And I think we mistake that for some sort of measure of quality, some sort of criterion of excellence. I think that's a mistake. hadn't quite thought of it that way before, but that's exactly, I think, what the problem is. Alright, well, I made it around. I'm at the back gate. I'm assuming at least part of this file will be listenable. So I'll say tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.